ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。 A 回答紙のその2、49から68に回答してください。
This is a test of your listening recordings and select the best answer from choices A to D. Mark your answers from 49 to 68 on the answer sheet. There are two sections to the test, Section A and Section B. Section A has 10 questions. Section B has 4 passages. Passages 1 and 2 have 2 questions each, and passages 3 and 4 have 3 questions each.In both sections, you will hear the recordings only once. Mark your answer as soon as each recording has finished. You will have about 10 seconds to answer each question. You are encouraged to make notes on the question paper as you listen. Section A. In Section A, you will hear 10 dialogues. For each one, choose the best answer to the question you hear.Listen to the following example.
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?The correct answer is C. Now we will begin the test. Dialogue 1.
Can I use the car tomorrow? I have to go to the bookstore.
Sure, but I want to use it to go shopping from 10 until 12.
That's okay. I plan to go in the afternoon around 1 o'clock.
That's fine. I'll need the car again at 4, though. Can you be back by then?
No problem. I should be back by 3 o'clock at the latest.
Question 49. At about what time will the man use the car to go to the bookstore? Dialogue 2.
I'm sorry to be a nuisance, but I've been thinking about our holiday plans again.
Oh, no. I thought we'd agreed to go to Thailand and Bali. Don't tell me you've changed your mind again.
To be honest, I'm really not that keen anymore on our original plan. I've been thinking about it, and I thought we might try Australia or New Zealand instead.
This is a bit of a sudden change, isn't it?But I agree that we should skip Thailand this time, because we've been there already. I was really looking forward to visiting Bali, though.
Yeah, me too. So let's go there first and then travel on to Australia or New Zealand afterwards. They're not that far away, and so it shouldn't be too expensive to get there.
That's a great idea. I wouldn't mind visiting New Zealand, but I'm not sure about Australia.Let me think about it for a little longer.
Sure, but we have to decide soon.
Question 50. Which country will the man and woman no longer visit on their holiday? Dialogue 3.
That was without doubt one of the worst movies I've seen in a long time.
I agree. The acting was terrible. At least the special effects were good, but...
But they couldn't hide the fact that there was no real story? And I hated the music. It didn't go with the action at all.
I know what you mean, and I'm surprised at Johnny Depp. He usually makes really good movies. Perhaps he just needed the money.
I doubt it. He's got more than enough money. I think he just chose to be in the wrong movie.
Question 51. What was the best thing about the movie? Dialogue 4.
Traffic was brought to a complete stop around the city's main railway stations for several hours this afternoon. Hundreds of angry taxi drivers blocked the streets with their cars in protest at a new plan by the city council. Until now, all taxis had been issued a free permit allowing them to pick up passengers in front of railway stations. However, the city council has now decided to impose an annual charge of $1,000 on each taxi that wants to enter any of the city's stations. Taxi drivers claim that such a high charge will seriously reduce profits, and some taxi companies may even go out of business.
Question 52. What happened this afternoon around the main railway stations? Dialogue 5.
I give up.
What's the matter, John?
There's something wrong with my notebook computer.
What is it?
I've been working on a report for the past hour. I tried to save the data, but my computer just died. I can't get it to restart.
Was it working okay when you opened it earlier? Are you sure you used the right password?
Yes, I'm sure I did. I was writing the report and then the screen suddenly went blank. I just can't figure it out.
I have a feeling that I may know what's wrong.
What?
I think you may have been working on battery power.
You could be right.
Plug in your computer and let's look for your report on the hard drive.
Thanks, Susie. I hope the data's not damaged.
Question 53. Why couldn't the man use his computer? Dialogue 6.
Sorry to keep you waiting. I almost didn't make it.
You're 40 minutes late. Did you get lost or something?
No, just before I got on the train for the airport, I realized I'd left my passport on the kitchen table, so I had to rush back home to get it.
Oh, no. Well, we'd better find the check-in counter before it closes.
Yeah, let's go. I'm so sorry about making you wait so long.
No worries. The good thing is that you made it here.
Question 54. Why was the man late meeting his friend? Dialogue 7.
Hello, Wilson's Department Store, Lost Property Office. Can I help you?
Hello, I may have lost some keys in your store on Thursday afternoon, the day before yesterday.
Somebody did hand in some keys on Friday morning, which may be yours. Can you describe them?
There are two keys on a purple keyring.
Yes. That sounds like the keyring that was handed in.
Fantastic. Unfortunately, I can't collect the keys today. I'll come tomorrow instead.
I'm sorry, but the office is closed on Sundays. We're open Monday to Saturday from 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening.
Okay. Thank you for your help. I'll see you on Monday.
Question 55. On what day is this conversation taking place? Dialogue 8.
Excuse me. I'm trying to get to Meadowfields Park. Do you know how to get there?
Oh, well, from here, you could take the subway or a bus. The bus stops right in front of the main entrance to the park, but it will take you around 45 minutes. The subway is quicker, and you have two routes to choose from.
How long will it take by subway?
If you take the City Line and then change to the Metro Line, the trip takes about 30 minutes. You can get there directly by the City Line. You won't have to change trains, but it will take you about 10 minutes longer.
How about by taxi?
Surprisingly, it's actually slower than the subway. It's also the most expensive way to get there.
Thanks for your help.
Question 56. Which is the quickest way to get to Meadowfields Park? Dialogue 9.
I just don't know what to wear to Christopher's graduation ceremony tomorrow.
Well, your black suit and white shirt look good together, and this yellow tie would go well with them.
But yellow looks too casual.
All right, then, how about the blue one instead?
Are you sure? I don't think it goes well with a suit. Maybe this red tie would be better.
For goodness sake, can't you make up your mind? Just go with the blue tie. It'll match anything.
Okay, but with a grey shirt instead of white.
Yes, that would look good.
Question 57. What colour tie will the man wear to the graduation ceremony? Dialogue 10.
Hello, Mrs. Alexander. Could I talk to you about your piano practice?
Yes, of course, Mr. Pope. Am I playing too loud?
Not exactly. I know that you want to practice as much as you can to prepare for your piano competition, but 6 o'clock in the morning is a little too early for me to wake up to the sound of music.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I didn't realize my playing was disturbing you.
Yes, I'm afraid that it is. Do you think you could delay practicing until 8 o'clock on weekday mornings and from 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings? It would also be nice if you could stop playing by 10 o'clock in the evening.
Yes, of course. I'll do as you suggest. I'm so sorry to have bothered you, Mr. Pope.
Thank you for being so understanding, Mrs. Alexander.
Question 58. At what time does the woman agree to start practicing the piano on Sundays? Section B. In Section B, you will hear four passages. Passages 1 and 2 have two questions each, and passages 3 and 4 have three questions each. All the questions are printed in the test booklet. Mark your answers on the answer sheet as soon as each recording has finished. Passage 1.
Hello, the Palace Restaurant. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to reserve a table for lunch for the day after tomorrow.
I see. For how many people?
There'll be 15 of us.
Oh, right. Well, look, I'm sorry, but we won't be able to seat you all together at one table. And I'm afraid that even two tables won't be possible at lunchtime. We will have to use three tables. Would that be okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Can I take your name, please?
My name is Jenny Byron. Oh, one moment. I forgot to include myself. Can you make it 16 people?
Certainly, but that means we'll have to use four tables instead of three.
Okay, if there's no other option.
Thank you, madam. I shall make the reservation right away for the 12th of August. We look forward to seeing you and your guests for lunch the day after tomorrow, Ms. Byron.
Thank you so much.
Passage 2.
Can we check the homepage for that new zoo which was advertised on TV a few days ago? Maybe we can go there during the holiday next week.
Okay. I've already got the webpage open. First of all, it's further than I thought. It'll take an hour and a half on the highway, and then another hour on local roads.
So, 2.5 hours, eh? I can probably do it in 2 hours if I try.
You probably can, the speed you drive.
So, how much does it cost to enter the zoo?
$20 each for you and me. $10 for Tommy, because he's 7 years old. Amy's 3, so it's only $5 for her. Susan's just a baby, so she'll be free.
What about my parents?
They're over 60. That means that each of them will cost the same as Tommy.
It's not cheap going to the zoo nowadays, is it?
Passage 3.
Today, I'm going to talk to George Wilson. George has been a sea fisherman for 50 years, but will retire in a few months' time. George, can you explain to our listeners why you became a fisherman?
Well, me and my family lived by the sea, and I loved fishing from being very young. It was the only job I ever thought about doing. My father wasn't a fisherman. He made sails for boats, but he encouraged me nonetheless. It was a wonderful job all those years ago, not like today.
What does it take to be a fisherman?
You really have to want to do the work. It's a hard life, and there's so much to learn. For instance, you've got to know how to repair the boat engine when it breaks down, something that I found easy. I have terrible problems working the radio, though. I've never been able to understand electrical things. But I suppose one of the most difficult things for younger fishermen is being away from family and friends for weeks at a time. But I got used to it pretty quickly, and my family never complained.
So, what's the thing you've enjoyed most about being a fisherman?
It used to be the money, but not anymore. I suppose, if I'm really honest, the thing I've always loved is the fact that each day's different. I love the unpredictability of life at sea. I could never work in an office or anything indoors. Too boring. I'd miss the smell of the sea and the feel of the wind. The exercise keeps me fit too. I'm 65 soon, but I feel 20 years younger. I've had a great life as a fisherman. I've got nothing to complain about.
Thank you for talking with us today, George. And we hope you enjoy your retirement.
Passage 4.
It's 6 o'clock. Why aren't the doors open? We've been here for more than an hour.
Jack, you're too impatient. The doors don't open for a half an hour. Anyway, the show's not going to start until 7:30.
I know, but I've been waiting to see Jason Mraz for years.
You mean that you've never seen him in concert?
That's right. I've been a fan of his for over 5 years. I missed him the only time he played in Japan.
When was that? About 2 years ago?
No, it was 3.
How did you manage to get us tickets? Did you get them online or through an agent?
Neither. I eventually got them through a friend. Originally, I was hoping to win free tickets for the concert. Jason Mraz had a link on his Facebook page where fans could enter a contest to get tickets, but I had no luck.
But you got some anyway. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome.
This is the end of the listening test.